How are you?
Do too. Hello, Henry.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
I gotta get in touch with you, Al, after.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's 7:30. If you want to get started, we have four members.
Okay.
We're ready. We're recording.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board in Municipal Village. Notice made available to County Clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cahill?
Here.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Thank you. And Chairman Blaich?
Present. Look. Everyone please stand and salute the flag.
We don't have a flag anymore.
To the flag.
To the flag.
United States of America.
And to the Republic.
Which
stands.
Under God.
Under God. Indivisible.
With liberty and justice.
What is that sound?
Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes in our schedule?
Yes, we have quite a few adjournments. The application of Noor Kakar is postponed until October 8th, 2020. They must serve notice. The application of Dane Reeves is postponed until September 24th. They must notice the newspaper only. And Kevin Uherik is postponed until September 24th with no further notice required by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have.
Okay, very good. I believe we start with item number 6.
That's correct.
Eileen Soriano.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Are you present?
I am present.
Okay, you can hear us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
I am raising my right hand right now.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth so help you God?
Yes, so help me God.
Your name and address, please?
Eileen Soriano, 989 Sunset Road, Piscataway.
Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I would like to have a variance to be able to have a metal carport built near my house to protect our cars.
Have you seen Mr. Hinterstein's report of September 9th, 2020?
No.
Henry, some of the applicants may not have received the reports. Could you go over your report with Ms. Soriano?
Yeah. Basically, you know, I just point out that the majority of the variances that are being sought for the application are pre-existing in nature. The really only variances that are the ones for the proposed setback of an accessory structure, which in this case is a carport. They show on the site plan drawing that the setback, I believe, is 54 feet, if I'm not mistaken. But when I took a look at the drawing, the other side of the garage was actually closer, and it is 50 feet away from the front yard right-of-way. So in my report, what I recommended that they do is they move the carport back just slightly so that it is in line with the edge of their driveway. And that would give them a setback of 53 if they agreed to do that, which is close to where they originally were, I think, at, with the exception it's maybe a foot closer. And I think that would be an acceptable setback.
Ms. Soriano, do you understand what Mr. Hinterstein is recommending?
My understanding is it's from the setback from the front, what do you call that?
Property line?
Yes, sir. It will be 53 feet from there? Is that what you said?
Yes, at its closest point, which is the right side. If you look on your drawing, you have a dimension on the left side.
Uh-huh.
That is actually not 54 feet. It's actually probably closer to 50 feet. Mm-hmm. If you move it back just slightly so that it's even with the edge of your pavement on your driveway, that'll make the closest point, which is the right side of the carport, because the property line sort of has a curve to it. It'll make it 53 feet from the right-of-way line or the property line, which I think would be an acceptable distance. It'll be even with the edge of your driveway, and I don't really think it's going to change your application that much, other than the fact that we're just going to slide it back about 3 feet from where you show it now.
Okay.
Ms. Soriano, is that acceptable?
Yes.
And what surface do you plan on at least putting stone down underneath the carport?
Planning to have a concrete pad.
Okay. As long as it's a paved surface, that's preferable so that you don't attract mud out.
Yeah.
But you do have a pretty large paved driveway, so it will be a concrete pad, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I need a guidance from Public Works on how I should get to build this concrete pad, if there is any township guidance or rules that I need to follow?
For a driveway, there really is not. I would recommend that at a minimum. For a vehicle, you should use a 6-inch thick concrete pad if you're going to be parking vehicles on it. So that would be my only guidance. I would recommend at least 4,000 PSI concrete, and at least 6 inches thick for a driveway / parking pad of this nature. Or it could be blacktop, and for blacktop, you know, the recommendation would be at least a minimum of 2 inches of blacktop on 6 inches of stone. So I'll leave that up to you. That's
not a
requirement under the building code, you know. That's for your own. I would recommend that for your protection. When it's getting installed, you would just need a building permit for the carport itself.
For the carport itself. Okay.
Sure.
Appreciate the guidance. Thank you.
Ms. Soriano, do you have anything else that you want to discuss with the board?
Would I be given an actual update on the drawing that I sent out, or is it just going to be a verbal? We will have an official notice of the updated plan for the carport. I mean,
Henry, if the board agrees to your recommendation, would she need to supply a revised plan?
She will. She'll have to just show a revision showing that the setback would be that square representing the carport is even with the driveway, and that the dimension on the right-hand side of that carport is 53 feet, and that's what the resolution will probably represent, I imagine.
Okay. So the edge of the carport will be 50 feet from the front
Right. The right
line.
Right front edge, correct. And
right.
It's pretty much even with your driveway.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions or comments from the board members regarding Ms. Soriano's application? We'll go to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding this application?
Ms. Buckley, do you see anybody that wishes to be heard?
No, sir.
Do you have any motions on the floor? Well, let me finish with the public. No comments or questions from the public. We'll have the public portion closed.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
That was appropriate for a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Steve Weissman, I'll make a motion to accept the request with the provision, the 53-foot change to make it 53 feet.
I'll second it. This is Juan Zimmerman.
Motion made by
Steve Weissman.
I know Steve Weissman. Motion made by Mr. Weissman, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Blake?
Yes.
Ms. Soriano, your application's been approved as amended. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our meeting in 2 weeks. You don't need to be present for that. We'll mail that document to you, but in the meantime, you should get your revised drawing to the zoning board.
Thank you. I appreciate the approval.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Next, good night. Pardon me?
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Next on the agenda, we have item number 7. Yun Wu?
Yes. Hi, good evening. This is Yun Wu.
Hi.
Are you both going to be testifying tonight or just one of you?
Just me.
Okay, could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I swear that God's testimony to be the truth and that God, yep.
Thank you. Your name and address, please.
My name is Yuen Wu, and my address is 61 Colson Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Put your hand down and explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
Okay, so the current property has a fence. The fence has been there for almost 30 years, which was built by the previous owner around the 1990. So now it is broken. So we want to replace it at the same location. Yeah, that's what we want to do.
And you understand that this is over an easement?
Yes. Our initial, application permit was denied, and I wasn't made aware of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you also understand that if the township mm-hmm. ever needs access to that easement, the removal and replacement of that fence will be your responsibility?
Yes. So when we made the application for this variance, we put that. We understand we don't want to affect any public service or any public interest. So we wrote down that, yep.
Henry, I'm not sure this applicant has received your report either. Perhaps you want to go over at least paragraph 1?
Yeah. Are you aware that you have that little, on your survey, it shows a playground structure or a little playhouse? Is that still there?
Yes, the playhouse was there, and also by a previous owner. I mean, if needed, we can totally tear it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. You could either remove it, or you could take it outside of the stream encroachment area. As long as it's not in the stream encroachment area, which is that line that's shown on your survey that goes from your shed, basically, sort of like on a 45-degree angle or down to the other side. As long as it's not within the stream encroachment area, because really the only people that can, the only jurisdiction on the stream encroachment area would be the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, the NJDEP. So it's just a lot easier if you move it outside that or just take it down. So whichever you prefer, as long as it's, before they'll issue you the permit though, you'll have to either have it removed or relocated outside that stream encroachment.
We will. You mean the small like the playhouse, right?
Yes, correct.
A couple of feet from the shed, right? Yeah, we
can. Yeah, it's along the back line.
I'm sorry.
It's along the back property line. It shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what has to be removed or relocated.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna remove that playhouse. Okay. We can do that.
Okay. Yeah, you could do that. You know, you could start doing that tomorrow if you wanted to. This way, when this resolution gets memorialized, if it gets approved, you'll be ready to go. You can put in for your permits and it won't slow you down. So you have probably 2 weeks before you'll get the resolution and before you can get the permit for the fence. So in the meantime, if you want to have that playhouse with you, you'll be all ready to go once your permit is in place.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we can start working on it to get people help. If you do that, tomorrow, then, yeah, I believe within 2 weeks, we should be able to get it removed. Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe there are any other issues unless the board has questions.
Anyone from the board members have any questions?
Open her up.
Now open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments for this application?
Ms. Buckley, do you see anybody that wishes to be heard?
No, I do not.
Do we have any motions on the floor or further?
I make a motion to approve the application, Sean Cahill.
I'll second, Kulpesh Patel.
Who is it?
This is Kulpesh Patel, second.
Okay. Motion was made by Mr. Weissman. The second is by
Patel.
Kulpesh Patel. Which clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Your application has been approved, subject to some conditions that we just discussed. We will memorialize it in a written document 2 weeks from tonight. You don't need to be present for that. You will need that document to get your permits. We will mail that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Good night.
Next on the agenda, we have Dawn and James Gentile, 14 Runyon Avenue.
Are Dawn and James Gentile present?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm here.
Hey, are you both going to testify this evening?
No, just
I'll just do it. It's fine.
Okay. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
James Gentile, 14 Runyon Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We'd like to get a variance to put a fence around our yard.
And you understand that part of that fence is across a sanitary sewer easement?
Yes. If it needs to be taken down at any time, it's not an issue. We'll get it taken down.
And it would be your responsibility to take it down and replace it?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other questions.
Any questions from the board members and Mr. Gentile's testimony? Okay, open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments regarding this application?
Ms. Buckley, do you see anybody who wishes to be heard?
No, I do not.
Public portion is closed.
Mr. Chairman, it's Sean Cahill. I'd like to make a motion to approve the application.
Steve Weissman, I'll second it.
A motion made to approve by Mr. Cahill, seconded by Mr. Weissman. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document 2 weeks from tonight, our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you, and you need that document to get your permit.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Pardon me if I'm wrong, but next is AAA budget self-storage.
That's it, number 11.
Yes.
Okay.
Is Ms. Gallardo present? Ms. Gallardo was present earlier. Is she muted?
Yes. I asked her to unmute. Here she is.
Ms. Gallardo?
Mr. Ferraro?
No,
it's not Mr. Ferraro's application yet. It's Ms. Gallardo. She appears to be unmuted.
Having difficulties.
Is anybody present on AAA budget self-storage? Attorney is Ayanna Gallardo.
Yes, sir. This is Matt Novello. I'm on behalf, I'm one of the applicants. I'm trying to contact Ms. Gallardo at the moment to let her know to unmute.
All right. Her hand's raised, So she is here.
Can we skip to 12 and double back?
If the chairman would like to move on, we can do that. There's no problem with that.
Chairman?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, in the interest of expediting the process, why don't we skip to 12 and then double back to Ms. Valero?
That's fine. Is that T-Mobile?
Yes,
it is. T-Mobile.
T-Mobile Northeast LLC.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Hello, everyone. Frank Ferraro, attorney on behalf of the applicant, T-Mobile Northeast LLC. Also on the line is Robin Morisak, our professional architect, to review the plan and answer any questions the board may have. This is an application for an interpretation. T-Mobile is looking to upgrade their existing rooftop wireless telecommunications facility at 1551 South Washington Avenue. The board has probably heard a couple of these already at this location. I was actually before the board in 2016 asking for a similar interpretation to upgrade. The facility was originally approved by the zoning board back in around 2002-2003. T-Mobile right now has 9 antennas on the building rooftop. 6 of those antennas are located behind screening. The other 3 antennas are flush-mounted to the building penthouse. When this application was originally approved back in 2003, the board approved it for up to 12 antennas. Currently, T-Mobile only has 9 antennas. In this upgrade, they're looking to install the additional 3 to bring back to the original approval of 12 antennas. So it'll basically be 1 additional antenna per sector. In addition, there are 3 equipment cabinets there. T-Mobile would be swapping out 2 of them with 2 new cabinets on the building rooftop and proposing a small fiber box for a new fiber service connection. That would be on an existing platform on the roof. None of the antennas that are being proposed are going to be any taller than what's there. They're not going to be taller than the screening, which is currently on the rooftop. They're not going to be taller than the existing penthouse height. They're going to be installed in essentially the same fashion as what's currently there. So we did file for this interpretation under 47 U.S.C. A 1455 and FCC Order 14-153 that says once you have established an existing telecommunication facility at a site, qualifies as an eligible facility request, that it can be exempt from formal zoning, so provided it's not a substantial change being proposed. And we believe, as outlined in my legal memo and submitted to the board, we do believe that we meet all the criteria in there for the for interpretation. There'll be no increase in the height of the facility, but no increase in the width. We're not proposing more than 4 equipment cabinets at the site. We're not doing anything that's going to defeat the concealment elements at the site. The antennas are being installed right next to the existing ones and in the same fashion as the existing ones. And, you know, there's not going to be an expansion of the equipment facility. The new equipment cabinets are replacing the existing ones. They're going right on the same equipment platform on the rooftop. There's no conditions in the prior approvals, which this would exceed. Essentially, we're bringing the facility more in line with what was originally approved a number of years ago in order to provide better service to the public. Mr. Morisak is our architect. He's here. He can talk to plans that the board would like or answer any
Mr.
questions.
Mr. Ferraro, if you don't mind, could I jump in here?
Of course.
The board has heard a number of these applications for interpretation for exemption from site plan, and they're quite familiar with them. I have reviewed the applicant's package. It does not appear that there are any variances necessary. It does not appear that they violate any of the strictures of the statutes that grant the exemption from site plan. Mr. Ferraro has also submitted a structural analysis that shows that the building and this, the antenna mounts can handle the weight of the antennas. And they have also submitted an RF report saying that the new antennas comply with all regulations. Unless the board has questions of the architect, then I don't believe his testimony is necessary, since it appears on paper that the applicant has satisfied the requirements for an exemption from site plan.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean Cahill. I agree with Jim Keneally. I think we've heard enough of these over the last couple of years where as long as there's no drastic changes, I believe we should move forward.
If that's the consensus of the board, I would recommend that you open it to the public in case anybody has an opinion. And at that point, if there's no public, then you can entertain a motion.
Okay, I thank you for your testimony, Mr. Taylor. Anyone from the board have any questions or comments regarding this application? Okay, open up to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments at this time? Hearing none, the public portion is closed.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean Cahill. I'd like to make a motion to approve the application.
A second, Mr. Patel.
Wait.
Okay, we have a motion made by Mr. Cahill.
To approve the interpretation.
To approve the application. And Mr. Patel, seconded the application. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weitzman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Mr. Ferraro, we will memorialize this in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good night.
Right. Have a good
night. Good night, sir.
Good night.
So let's double back to 11 now and see if we can get a hold of Mr. Pilardo.
Hi, I'm on. Can you hear me now?
Yay, we see you.
I'm sorry, I had to switch computers. For whatever reason, it wouldn't let me unmute.
We're easy. It's okay.
I'm sorry about that. Hi, we were before the board in October. I represent AAA Budget Self Storage. We are doing a subdivision on the property based on a ground lease that is going to eventually be terminated. My client received approval for this subdivision, which was memorialized on November 14th, 2019, for block 8801, lot 5701. In the approval, there was a requirement for a reciprocal parking easement, which we came back before the board in February 4 to remove that requirement. And since then, my client, who is the tenant lessee of on the ground lease, and the property owner have been negotiating the reciprocal access and utility easements. Those have since been finalized, and the subdivision deed has, but as you're aware, the 180-day approval period has expired, so we're back before the board for a 90-day extension to just finalize all those documents, present them to the board, so the chairman can sign off on them.
And you think that the 90 days is sufficient?
Yes.
Okay, basically the board, if the board believes that the applicant has been diligently pursuing all of the approvals that they need, then they should grant the application for an extension.
The original application time, you're looking for an extension, but what was the original time it was allocated?
180 days.
Yeah, 180.
And you want another 90?
Yeah.
Mr. Henderson, do you have any comment on this?
No. I think it's their concerns are legitimate. They have some things they had to work out because of the county approval on some of these reciprocal easements. So I don't see an issue with an additional 90 days to perfect the subdivision.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else on the board have any questions or comments for this applicant?
This is Steve White. Nothing in general. Given the situation with the COVID, I think we should be quite lenient here. People have been very hard to get things done at all different levels.
Absolutely. I would open it up to the public, Al, if I were you.
Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments for this witness regarding the application? Hearing none, the public portion is closed.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to defer to Steve Weissman to accept this application. He seems very happy and passionate about this cause, so go ahead, Steve.
Thank you, Sean. I make a motion to accept this extension of 90 days.
And I'll second it, Sean Cahill.
Motion made by Mr. Weissman to approve the application for the extension and seconded by Mr. Cahill. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
And Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Ms. Gallardo, we will memorialize this resolution of extension of time in 2 weeks and send it to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and everyone stay healthy.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right.
Number 13. Mr. Keneally, we have adoption of the resolution.
Yes, we have a number of resolutions. The first resolution is Jody Gill, 2020 ZB26V. It's an application for a fence, which you approved. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Danielle Hutchinson. This application was approved. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Adam Penfield. This was an application for a deer fence, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Eugene Bozzo. This is an application for a front porch and steps, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Dan and Sarah Jackson. This is an application for a shed, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Anton Frazier. This was an application that you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Next is Alexander Bell. This was an application for a use variance and amended preliminary and final site plan to construct a building, which you voted to approve. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Bleich?
Yes.
The last resolution is 135 Fleming Street. This was originally approved back in the summer. We had to change some wording in the resolution to make it more consistent with the testimony. Mr. Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Chairman Bleich?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions that I have.
Item number 15. Adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of August 13th.
Mr. Chairman, it's Sean Cahill. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of August 13th, 2020.
A motion made to accept the minutes.
Steve Weissman, I'll second that.
Made by Mr. Cahill, seconded by Mr. Weissman. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Mr. Chairman,
we fall apart.
Mr. Chairman, before we reach an adjournment, I'd like the recording to show for the record that it has been an honor and a pleasure to serve with you on this Sony board for, I don't know, what is it, 6 years? Seven?
That feels closer to 10.
I don't know. It's a blur. We both had a lot more hair when we started, I'll tell you that much. I will tell you on the record that your dedication and your leadership will be greatly missed by all of us. And you are you're a tribute to the residents of Piscataway, and I'm going to miss you on the board, right, Fred?
Thank you very much, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Item number 16. Anybody else have anything to say? Item number 16, motion to adjourn the meeting.
He can't wait to get out of this thing. I'll make the motion to
adjourn. Alan, how about you make the motion to adjourn? We'll get you on the last one.
Oh, fair enough. Go ahead, Alan. You make the motion.
Before I make the motion, remember we used to do a minute with Al at the end of every meeting?
Oh, I wasn't here for that.
And I would update.
You didn't miss much.
Whatever. But it's been an honor to work with you people. I could say, honestly say that I've enjoyed it. Most of it, anyway. But it really means a lot to me. And I care about the group we have assembled here. Some of the finest people you could ask for. And from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate when I was going through some rough times with my health, and everybody was there for me. And when I would forget Steve Weissman's name, he'd always remind me. He lives around the block from me. I see him every day. But I just wanted to thank you all very much.
Best of luck.
Thank you, Al.
Take care.
I'm going to miss you, clowns.
Al, you will be missed.
No doubt.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, thank you, Al.
So that adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Take care, guys. Everyone safe, please.
Henry, you got to talk to Alan. You want me to leave it on?
Yeah.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Al, you want to give me a shout tomorrow? You want me to give you a shout?
Yeah.
I'll give you. To go over to the survey? I know you had some issues with that survey.
Yeah, I know. If you want.
Yeah, I'll give you a shout tomorrow. Reach out.
All right. Morning, afternoon?
Morning.
I'll write him a note and put it on his computer.
Yeah, put it on my computer. Like 10 o'clock good?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
All right.
All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Sean, thanks. Don't you dare say something about the Islanders. I swear to God, I'll come through that computer.
I'm pretty sure Sean's gone.
No, he's still there. Nope. I don't know. He's there. His name's there.
Maybe he missed it. I figured he would take an opportunity to give me a dig about the Islanders.
Absolutely.
He's drinking wine.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.